So you're going into the marketplace, create an account, and then it's going to ask you for all your information, your income, if you have any.
Jose Caceres, a certified application counselor, is walking a middle-aged man and his mother through the process of choosing a health insurance plan.
We cannot steer them into any plans, so we just help them walk them through to see if they need to apply it, and or if they need to submit an exemption if they don't qualify for that. So we're just helping them through the whole process.
He says the most frequently asked question is, how much is it going to cost me? But Caceres says that's difficult to answer until people start exploring plans. Ogden resident Anna Franks is currently uninsured. She says when her husband retired, they could no longer afford insurance. Franks has an artificial hip. She says she's been either turned down by insurance providers or expected to pay more than $600 a month for coverage.
And so it's good to know that now an insurance company cannot deny me for any medical attention, and just to know that it's less to pay, hopefully, under the circumstances.
Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker addressed members of the press at the open house. He says one in four Salt Lake City residents are uninsured.
I hope that for the folks in our community, that we can give everybody access to affordable health care. And today we launch an opportunity to achieve that goal.
Utah state lawmakers opted to have the federal government operate the exchange for state residents. The website for purchasing coverage is www.healthcare.gov. Consumers have between now and December 15th to sign up for coverage that begins on January 1st. Whitney Evans, KUER News.